Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Today we move to verse 13 of Colossians chapter 3. Verse 12 had the five items that we are to put on as Christians after having put off the evidences of the old man. We are to put on the five characteristics that are Christ-like, that are the fruit of the Spirit, that manifest the grace of God at work in our lives. But the Apostle Paul goes on in verse 13 to talk about the importance of forgiving others. He says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Christians are to forgive one another. And Christians need to learn both the commandment to do so and some of the reasons why we should do so. There are very important reasons attached to this. And the sooner we get them in mind and accept them as the infallible Word of God and the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ for our behavior in this world, the better off we will be. And so today, on Thursday, November 17, we turn our attention to this very important subject of forgiving others as we continue to study the Word of God in the book of Colossians, verse by verse. Thank you so much for joining us, and many, many thanks to those radio listeners whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on this station. I think there can be no question that many of our spiritual defeats can be traced to our failure to forgive. Lack of forgiveness causes all kinds of bad things in our lives. It breeds resentment, anger, unkindness, and despair. It is undoubtedly the cause of some physical and mental illnesses. No wonder the New Testament addresses this subject so frequently. No wonder Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Forgiveness is central to healthy Christianity, and unwillingness to forgive, inability to forgive, is one of the biggest problems that those who profess to be Christians face. Now, there's no question that at times we have legitimate grievances against a Christian brother. And the question is what to do. And the answer is imitate Christ, who freely forgave you, don't forget, and commands you, therefore, to freely forgive others. And so here's again what we're looking at in Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. We begin by noticing the general admonition, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. This text, of course, relates to the verses that have gone before. Every text needs to be studied in its context in order to be properly understood. And this actually is the completion of a sentence, if you will notice it in your translation. The sentence begins in verse 12 and concludes at the end of verse 13. So let's read it again, putting these two verses together, and therefore reading the entire sentence together. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. This actually completes the put-on admonitions. You remember that we had a number of put-off admonitions in verses 5 through 11. Therefore, put to death. Therefore, you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, and so forth. A number of things identified in the first part of the chapter as items that we are to put out of our lives because they belong to the old life, not to the new one. But then in verses 12 and 13, we have things that we are to put on because they are Christ-like. Putting off like old dirty clothes, replacing it by putting on new clean clothes is the analogy that Paul, by the Spirit of God, wants us to think of. And he's simply telling us that believers are to dress in saints' clothing. We are to dress in order to reflect who we are. Are you a saint? A saint is anyone who has been born again. Are you a born-again child of God? Then look like it. And we're talking not about external appearance so much, though I can't say that that is totally unrelated to the subject, but that's not the main emphasis here. It's not look like it in your style of clothing and other things that relate to your appearance, but look like it in your behavior, in your Christ-like characteristics that you put on that manifest Christ. That's what makes a Christian look like Christ. Not the cut of his suit, not other external manifestations that we sometimes get so hung up on, but Christ-like characteristics that we put on. We are to dress in saints' clothing. And we were given five of those items of clothing in verse 12. We are to put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. And now we come to a sixth one, which is to exercise forgiveness, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. There actually are three more beyond the five in verse 12. There are, because we go on in verse 14, where we read, but above all these, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So what we basically got is forbearance, forgiveness, and love. In addition to tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Forbearance, forgiveness, and love. And it is in exercising the five characteristics of verse 12 that we are enabled to cultivate a capacity for those that are found in verses 13 and 14. In other words, these five characteristics of verse 12 are virtues that lead us to forbearance and forgiveness, bearing with one another, the grace of forbearance. What is this? Well, this is to lovingly endure unpleasant traits in others. Uh-oh. To lovingly endure unpleasant traits in others. How do we treat others who have things about their manner, behavior, that just irritate us, that just rub us the wrong way? How do we relate to them? The natural man, the fallen man, the Adamic man, wants to either remove himself from such people, just don't want to be around them. They irritate me. I don't deserve to be irritated like that. I can't stand to be irritated like that. It doesn't bring out the best in me. That's not good for me. So I'll just avoid those persons. But that's pretty hard to do if they're Christians and if you're going to follow the commands in the Scripture of how Christians are to relate to one another. Others want to forcefully correct them, tell them off, tell them what it is that irritates you, and tell them how much they need to change. And of course, it ought to be our goal to help them in these areas, to look for God-honoring ways to be able to interact with them and to relate them and to help them to see what it is that is irritating you, particularly when you are certain that it is irritating others as well and therefore is not just something that pertains only to you. If it's only to you, that's pretty simple what you do. You just forget it. You just deal with it. You're not the center of the world. You're not the most important person in the world. We are to esteem others better than ourselves. But when we find the things that irritate us are also irritating others, as they generally do, then we realize that this person really needs help. He is a Christian. He is my brother or sister in Christ. And he has these characteristics that are not helping him to fulfill his Christian role, particularly his place in the body of Christ and how he relates to other Christians in a healthy expression of the body. So how can I help him to understand this? How can I help him to see this? How can I help him to overcome this? I can't do it just by telling him off. I certainly can't do it by avoiding him. So how do I do it? Well, the answer to that is going to be as varied as the different individuals that we're talking about, but forbearance gives us the willingness to try to find a way, to lovingly endure unpleasant traits in others. That ain't easy. When you think that the hardest elements of the Christian life are I don't smoke and I don't chew and I don't run with girls that do, you are mistaken. The hardest elements of the Christian life are those that are found right here in Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. That's what's really hard. That's what, to many people, seems to be utterly and completely impossible, but it's not. And the grace of forbearance, and please remember that we're talking about the grace of forbearance. We're talking about a characteristic that we are given by the grace of God, and we are given the ability to cultivate, to enlarge, to develop by the grace of God. And the one we're talking about right now is the grace of forbearance, the ability to bear with one another, to endure lovingly those unpleasant traits we find in others, to put up with others when they fail. It irritates us when they do, or disappoints us when they do, or when they act differently than what we do or what we expect them to do. It is a willingness to put up with difficult people for Christ's sake, sometimes people we would not choose to associate with at all. But all of this is necessary for the Christian community, the body of Christ, remembering that we don't choose the members of the body. God does. And we've been chosen. What an incredible, incredible, incredible blessing. And God has chosen others, and we are to relate properly and in a Christ-like way with them. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.